This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The team that runs Racine's Festival Park is asking the community for help to keep their contract. Leaders at 5K Events say they turned the long, struggling venue around, became the first group in 40 years to make a profit, and returned over $1 million to the city for this year. They say their contract renewal is still pending while the city considers outside management groups. Police on both sides of the border are continuing their search for a man who took off from a traffic stop in Kenosha County yesterday morning. The suspect ran near Trevor and may have crossed into Antioch. A description is on the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office page. School superintendents in Racine, Kenosha, and other large districts are urging state lawmakers to increase special education funding. They say in a joint statement, underfunding has forced districts to shift costs onto local taxpayers, and it could lead to program and staff cuts. A bomb squad responded to a suspicious package found outside of a Dairy Queen in Pleasant Prairie Friday night. Several nearby businesses were evacuated, and a part of Highway 50 was closed as a precaution. Police later said the package was not hazardous and there was no threat to the community. And the Racine Zoo has a new baby bighorn sheep. The calf's parents arrived from a Minnesota zoo earlier this year and are now on display. The zoo is inviting the public to help name the baby on their Facebook page. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. Again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with two outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering morning thunderstorms and then another chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe. Our high today, close to 80. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.